It is time for the Matt Barnes Show. It's brought to you by Wingstop, and each and every week we enjoy talking to Matt. Matt, good evening. And, you know, Doug and I have been talking a lot in the first hour about the frustrating slow starts that your team's been getting. You know, last night, 19 points in the first quarter, 19 points in the third quarter, you know, against a team that gives up an average of 105. We saw a slow start against Brooklyn, a big second half. And I know for someone like yourself who's been in this league a long time and have seen a lot of different things, you got to be scratching your head as well, correct?
Yeah, I mean it's a mystery. You know, we played with the lineup. We started small. We started big. We've had success, you know, at times with both, but over a consistent basis, we've been getting up to some bad starts and putting ourselves in the hole.
You know, Matt, defensively, I mean, when you come out, are the guys, do you feel, because I see how you play and you're communicating and you're pointing, do the guys respond to that? Because it seems that's where you need to jump off the screen is having the intensity defensively. Do you feel that or no?
I just feel, you know, as a whole, and it's something the last few games I've been preaching. To me, the game starts in warm-ups.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really want to go and warm up and kind of, you know, bullshit around, so to speak. You know, just taking shots you're not going to take, you know, missing layups, air balls, missing dunks. You know, to me, once you come in that locker room, the goal for layups is when the game starts. And I think that's something our team needs to get, you know, tighten up our focus on. You know, like I said, obviously the game doesn't start, you know, obviously 15 minutes after that, but you start getting your mental preparation well before tip-off. And you know that, Doug.
Yeah.
And I think another problem is I think we let our offense dictate the way we play on defense too much. Mm-hmm. And when we're not knocking down shots, the one thing you're supposed to be able to fall back on is your defense. And at times we can, but, you know, of late we haven't been able to do that.
Yeah, last night was a perfect example because last night was the night where your team was not making shots. You guys were only 3 of 21. I mean, everybody struggled. No one shot the rock good last night. And so on a night like that, when you're shooting 14% beyond three, you got to fall back on something. And that's what you're referring to, right?
Right. You know, you need to have something that you know is going to be able to keep you in the game. You know, when your outside shot's not falling, you know, outside of DeMarcus, no one shot the ball particularly well. I think Ty played pretty well last night, but outside of those two, you know, and even with that being said, we still should have won the game, which is the disappointing part. You know, we haven't figured out our identity, haven't figured out too much, but we're in every single game, which says a lot, but also it is very frustrating because, you know, we can very easily be 500 or even above 500 at this point.
You know, Matt, I know that you do this because I hear the way that you talk, but if the guys don't do this, I want you to do this for me, okay? Robert Covington, mm-hmm. 6 for 9. Sergio Rodriguez, 2 for 3. Dario Saric, 1 for 6. And Nick Skauskas, 3 for 6. That's all from the three-point line. Do guys mm-hmm. look at that and know? Because I could have played with you because I could have said, hey, Matt, hot man, you automatically right. know he's shooting. Will they have an understanding that those four guys are going to be aggressive from the three-point line?
At times they do. You know, I just think, you know, with me being new, Doug, we're very similar in our demeanor and the way we play. And, you know, I just feel you, as the time passes, I don't want to step on any toes, but I also realize that time isn't of the essence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'm going to start being more vocal. I mean, I'm already vocal,
right.
know, but I'm just going to start, you know, because sometimes common sense isn't common to everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? So to realize, you know, we have to be able to take something away. What are we going to take away tonight? You know, what are we willing to? Okay, hey, we're taking away this. We might have to give up that. So,
right.
you know, definitely doing a better job of protecting that three-point line is something we need to do as a team.
We're talking with Matt Barnes, and again, it is brought to you by Wingstop. Skip the wait and order online at wingstop.com. You know, Matt, when we had you on last week, you were talking about what you were going to do with, you know, feeding the needy. And you're not one to pat yourself on the back. So I'm going to ask you, because I was following what you did on social media, and it wasn't just an hour. It was, you know, that had to be unbelievable. And you talked about how much it meant to be back in Thanksgiving for the first time since your mom had passed, and, you know, what that week was like. And you talked about, you know, you were going to have your boys with you on Thanksgiving. And so last Tuesday, though, for you to start, I mean, how awesome was it for you to deliver the food and be around all those families? That had to be an incredible experience.
It was great. You know, I've been blessed to, you know, play basketball, which, you know, and get paid for it, which is an amazing, it's a dream come true. And, you know, with that, obviously comes money. And I just feel obligated. You know, the older I get, I just understand how fortunate I am. And to be able to give back to the community, especially the community that helped raise me, I think that's what makes it more special for me. So, you know, last Tuesday we were able to go into Oak Park and, you know, deliver a number of turkeys. And then we went into South Sac and we were able to deliver meals as well. And, you know, some people cried and it was just, it was an amazing feeling to know that, you know, small gestures like that, you know, really go a long way for some people, because, you know, sometimes we take stuff for granted. And, you know, some families wouldn't have had Thanksgiving if it wasn't for that. So it was just awesome to know that, you know, I made a positive effect on families and children, and, you know, some people were able to have a happier Thanksgiving.
I saw the little guys. They had your jerseys on. They were rocking them. How much fun did they have? I know, because I can imagine being around the guys, probably being in the locker room and then being able to hang with Dad. How much fun did they have?
They had a blast. I mean, they literally thought they were on the team. You know, they were coming in the locker room before the games. I'm like, yo, you guys need to go stand outside the locker room until we come out. You know, we let them run out on the court with us, and they were in the huddle for the warm-ups, and then they rebounded. So it's just a special time.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
And I don't get to see them as much. You know, I want to make every experience memorable, and I definitely feel that this past weekend, you know, and I have to thank my teammates, because, you know, they're hugging up and playing with them, and DeMarcus is messing with them, and, you know, they're telling me that, you know, when we get home, how much fun they had. So it was a special time.
Yep.
You know, I enjoyed every minute of it.
I got to tell you, I saw Dusty Baker in the lounge before the game with his son, Darren. And, of course, you know, for the folks out that may be new to Sacramento, Matt went to Del Campo. But years before that, Dusty Baker went to Del Campo. And Darren, of course, you know, the famous, you know, getting in the way of Barry Bonds coming around home plate. And I'm looking at Darren now and I'm just like, oh, man, where does the time go? It's just unbelievable. Well, it's amazing, isn't it?
Right, yeah, and I got a chance to meet Darren and Dusty before on last. Obviously, know Dusty, meet his son. He said his son's favorite player. So, you know, to see Dusty get talked to him, and then, like you said, meet his son, and I remember seeing that on TV, you know, him getting away at Barry Bonds, and it's just like, you know, time literally flies, and you can't take any time with your kids for granted.
All right, so tomorrow, you know, Philadelphia and a team that, just like Washington, you know, they're really struggling. Now, Doug and I were talking about, you know, I haven't watched Philadelphia play a lot, but I've been trying to follow their box scores. And the one thing they do, you know, they're a young team, but they're one of those, and I hate to use the cliche, they seem to play hard every night. But again, Matt, I'm looking at your record, and people are going to say I'm crazy, but I know you feel this way, and everyone in your locker room, you guys should beat the Philadelphia 76ers, period. Now it's just a matter of going out and doing it.
No question. You know, and I think, you know, I had a good long talk with DeMarcus today just about, you know, how amazing he's been playing, but he's not going to be able to do it himself, and that he needs to really try to do a better job of picking and choosing his spots offensively. And, you know, I used examples of playing with Iverson and playing with Kobe and how they were able to get everyone else involved. So when they chose to go, there weren't 10 eyes on them. You know, when you have other guys offensively going as the best player, which DeMarcus is, he's, you know, when he's driving, people are liable to stay a little hugged up more to me or Dan or Rudy because we've got a few shots down. You know, but if we're not getting ball reversal, the ball's not touching everyone's hands, you know, when he goes, the whole team is trying to stop him. So it's just, it's more of a growing experience. You know, I told him we can't lose his aggressiveness because obviously he's one of the best players in the game, but let us make it easier for him to be more of a dominant player.
You know,
hopefully that'll have a little carryover.
Yeah, you know, Matt, when you play against a team that is bad defensively in those type of things, and you have a player that is as dominant as him, sometimes I'm looking and I'm watching the Kings, and it looks too butter knife, too vanilla. It's like get down there, and we're just going to throw you the ball. Do you guys consider, like, you know, it's almost like I see the Golden State do it. It's almost like a three-man weave. They're just trying to move the defense around, see if somebody messes up. You know where the ball is going to go, and it's
right
where it ends up. Do you guys ever consider that?
Well, I think, like you said, it's just a trust factor. Trust that when you swing the ball, it'll come back.
It'll come back, yes.
And with the defense being so lazy, this, you know, in this era of basketball, there's so many switches. You know, I was explaining to him, you know, you catch the ball at the top of the key, you'll have some automatically swing it, set a pick and roll, and dive sometimes. And when you dive, you're going to take a point guard that's going to switch on you, or a two-man that's going to switch on you, or even a center. No one can really guard this guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if we just get him in different up on the move, allowing the floor to be a little bit more open, a little less one-on-one at the top. I think it'll be easier because, you know, we've discussed this before. We work so hard for every bucket.
Yep.
I mean, he can literally score every time down the court. He can give you 40 and 20 every single night, but that necessarily may not come out to win. You know, if it's a little bit less one-on-one, a little bit more of everyone else going, I definitely think we're going to win. So, like I said, he's just a young player. I respect the fact and I love the fact that he listens to me. And we have an open dialogue like that. And, you know, he was really receptive today. And hopefully we'll see how that'll work tomorrow.
Well, you know, to embellish that, the Kings are 2-7 this season in games in which DeMarcus scores 30 or more points. You know, so, I mean, there's some definitely some truth to that. Hey, before we let you go, we always talk about, you know, you're the type of guy that you don't want to sit down, but you are 36. You've always kept yourself in good shape. You're still in good shape. But so I ask you, you know, the games are coming fast and furious right now. How are you doing physically?
I feel good. I really feel good. I think it took me a little bit of time to get going because I didn't have a preseason, so just catching a rhythm of the game. And then really just, you know, trying to pick and choose my spots and find out where I can be effective, you know, on this team. And my effectiveness isn't going to always be, you know, scoring 20 points or it's really going to be doing a little thing, you know, the hockey assist, the extra possessions, the assist in general, playing defense. So I feel good, you know, body-wise. I'm getting maintenance every single day just to kind of stay ready. But to me, it's just really more of a mental challenge and a mental frustration knowing that how much talent we really have and we haven't really been able to show it yet. So I think that's really where my frustration is. But, you know, it's a process, and I think we're going to get over the hump.
Yes. Well, let's jump on them quick, Matt. Tomorrow should be an interesting one. I'm looking for the energy to be right and the guys to come out and be ready to roll, man. So good luck to you. Get some good food and wish the guys well, man.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, that's the Matt Barnes Show. It is brought to you by Wingstop.